Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12. Hebrews, chapter 12. We are thankful again to be here tonight. We're certainly looking forward to a good Thanksgiving day and Thanksgiving holiday. It's one of my favorites. Get to go spend it with Mama and Daddy, Lord willing, and be with them and just enjoy being with family. And I feel like tonight I'm with family as well. You know, get to come into my home church. Just a good atmosphere here, and we appreciate the atmosphere that, of course, that comes, no doubt, worshiping in spirit and in truth. We're thankful for that. Last week, we began a Bible study on Clear Branch. That's the title, I guess you'd say, or our local church body. And what we're looking at is the past, the present, and the future of Clear Branch Baptist Church. And so we went back and we looked at the great cloud of witnesses in Hebrews chapter 11. We have just a great account, the might call the honor roll of faith. And then you get into the latter verses and you find all these church members that suffered unto martyrdom. And they were willing to do that. They did not accept deliverance because they were looking for something better. A better resurrection. A rewarded resurrection. A chance to sit with the Lord in His throne. I believe that's what they're looking for and we're looking for. And we also look back at the leadership of the Holy Spirit and the burden of the cloud of witnesses that came together on September the 15th, 1918, here in our community, that God led some people together. We kind of looked at the church covenant. We run off some copies of that. If you don't have one, you want to carry one around in your Bible so you can refresh your memory every now and then. There should be some in the foyer. I didn't have any to pass out here out in the foyer. But we looked at that and how that having been led by the Spirit of God, and certainly there was 13 that we know of, 13 charter members that come together with a burden for this community, a burden for Clear Branch Baptist Church. We'll try to look at some of the ways it prospered, as the church has prospered. You think 13 in membership, and I believe we run about 128 or so now. You say, well, numbers, we shouldn't be looking at numbers, but I tell you, them numbers are encouraging. It's good to preach to people. It's hard to preach to empty pews, and so there have been many churches in 100 years that opened, thrived, and then shut the doors. But God is blessed here. And certainly we're thankful for that. And in looking at that, we're going to deal with the present today. And we'll probably spend a lot of time on that, not just tonight, but probably in weeks to come. The church is the same church today as she was in the day of her founding. However, just as a child grows to adulthood, the characteristics of Clear Branch, no doubt, has changed over the years. It's not the same church it was on the day it established as far as the way it might look. It's the same church in that it hadn't, changed. No, the body hadn't changed, but the people have. Certainly there's been some come along, and God has added to as it pleased Him. In fact, this church, having been scripturally founded, can know with confidence that she is a true local church body. This is not a false church. This is not something man established. God established this. It was established in a biblical way. And, we can look back at Scripture and see that this church was founded in a scriptural way. Christ established His church way back on the shores of Galilee. And I believe this. I believe we're part of that. I believe that this church extended arm, a church extended arm. Missionaries went out and different things. And this church was established in a biblical way. Okay, so we are the local visible body at this Clear Branch community. You might say Purvis or wherever it is we stretch out to from day to day. Thank God for the blessings of a local church. I know there's other churches in this area, but thank God that there's a church here that we can go to, be a part of. Can you imagine what a community would be like if it didn't have a church? There's places in the world that they simply don't have a true church. you go and study and look at different states, you know, we have thousands in Mississippi and in the state of Utah, about the same size as Mississippi as far as population-wise, only has 52 in the whole state. 52 in the whole state. And so, and them numbers might be off a little bit by now, but look back at one time, and that's what they were, just 52. And yet, God has blessed us in this community, and we get to be part of something that's special. And I want you to get that if you don't get anything else. You are part of something special. And it's more than just, well, I'm a part of this organization or that organization. We are part of the body of Christ. And that is very, very special. Look at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 again. Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradictions of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. So we need to remind ourselves of where we come from. And I thought about that song, Faith of Our Fathers. You know, we need to remember that there was a great burden for this community. There's a great burden to have a church here. There's been a lot of sacrifice along the way. There's been a lot of people that have come to church when it's nowhere near as convenient as it is for us to come now. And yet they come and they were faithful. And because of that, we have a place for our children to come to and hear the truth and be saved and be part again of something special. So presently, we are God's called out body of believers, scripturally baptized and covenanted together. And we looked at that. And tonight I just want to look back at that first line. Here it says, having been led as we believe by the Spirit of God to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, and on the profession of our faith, having been baptized in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit, we do now in the presence of God and this assembly most solemnly and joyfully enter into covenant with one another as one body. Just want to deal with that part tonight and specifically consider that first part, or rather the latter part of it, solemnly and joyfully enter into covenant with one another as one body in Christ. That couldn't be worded any more beautiful, any more poetic. And yet, it is so good when you think that when we come together as the body of Christ, that's exactly what we do. We come together as one body. And it says we live, should come joyfully. You know, I may be a toe in the body of Christ, and you may be a finger. Or it may be over here we've got an eye, and over here we've got a nose in the body. One thing seems vividly clear, and that is if I'm a nose, I need to function as a nose. It's important. You don't believe that? You watch some of us next time that weather changes. We'll be all stopped up and can't breathe and coughing and all that. It makes the whole body function ill whenever just the nose messes up. We are to function as the body. The whole body aches when a nose is stopped up, don't it? I drop some on my toe and it makes the whole body hurt. If I were to take and smash my thumb, whole body would feel it. And so we should come together and we should function properly. And I want you to think about yourself tonight. Do you feel like that you, and again we're talking about presently the need of Clear Branch Baptist Church and what we are to do. Do you feel like that you are functioning properly in the body? You feel like that? Are you, first of all, have you been saved? You know you're saved? Have you been baptized, scripturally baptized, part of the church? Then are you functioning according to God's plan? You know, God called me to preach. What's He got you doing? It's important that we do the work of God. You know, not, and I hope you don't misunderstand what I'm saying. It's not just about coming to church. Now, maybe we've been preaching that so long that that's kind of caught on, and people say, well, I don't guess we need to, we don't have to come to church. We need to come to church, and we'll deal with that a little bit, but it's about functioning the way that God intended. So that we can win souls to the Lord. So that we can be soul winners. Look at 1 Corinthians, if you will. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We'll begin reading with verse 14. It says, for the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not the body, is it therefore not the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased Him. Get that now. Not as it pleases you. As it hath pleased Him. God has set every member in the body as it pleased Him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of thee, of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And on uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need. But God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to the part which lacketh, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. We'll cease reading here lest we get into the gifts, and that is a large study for another time. I will say this, if you go back and you read chapter 12, get chapter 13 too, because there's some of that that explains some of these gifts that are mentioned are temporary gifts and things of that nature. So I want to narrow our focus back to verse 22. All members are necessary. Look, verse 22, nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. Every member is necessary. So what I'm trying to preach tonight, the thought of us presently, Clear Branch Church, is togetherness. We are to work together to honor God, to edify this body. Everything we do, even the words we say, the conversations we have, should never be to tear down. It should never be to say anything ill about another church member. It should always be to edify, to build up. Why? Because I love this person so much. So I don't know if I love this one so much. Well, even if you don't, respect the office. I hear people say, I won't say who, I hate my feet. They're so ugly. I hate them. I hate the way they look. They're fat and chunky. My toes are funny. All that kind of stuff. Think about that. I hate my feet. What if you didn't have them? Makes a difference to have feet, don't it? They're important. You look at, so I tell you, this member over here, oh, we just don't jive like maybe others, but still important. Still important. You know, I've said this many times, I'm going to reuse it because it works, and I believe I borrowed it from Brother Everett, or it might have been Brother James Broom, but he made a statement. He said, if I pulled a hammer out from this pulpit and I laid my thumb right there and I smashed it, y'all would think I went slap crazy. And it would be. That's crazy to do. Why? Because my thumb is part of the body. And when I hurt my thumb, I hurt me. Same with the Lord's church. We need to come together, and I'm thankful. When I say that, I'm thankful that I'm coming here. This is maintenance, Brother Buddy. It's not correction in any way, I don't feel like, because Clear Branch is a very close church, and yet togetherness. What kind of church would my church be if all of its members were just like me? Y'all heard me say that many times. I'm going to add to that tonight. That only applies to faithfulness. Anywhere else you try to apply that, and it's not only impossible, but it's deadly. And what I mean by that is, if I start seeing with my nose, I'm going to suffocate. My nose is to smell. It's to breathe. It's not to see. All of a sudden I start smelling with my eyes. I know that might be, you know, something we think is almost comical, but pretty much what we just read. If I start seeing or smelling with my eyes, then if I drive home, I may get a wreck. My eyes are to see with. And so make sure that you are functioning the way that God would have you to function. You have a specific vocation, a specific function. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. That's what God says. I agree with Him. I love everybody here. Special. I'll tell you what, there's not another Mike Keith in the world. He's unique. There's not another Brad O'Neill in the world. I'm unique. I can go around the room tonight. That's the way it is with every one of us. We're unique. Only God can bring so many unique individuals together, and we work together in unity together. So that's why God gets all the glory. Everything we do it to the name of Jesus, because He's the one that deserves the credit. He's the one that deserves all the honor. So, Clear Branch presently is to be a together church. And I'm not trying to just be repetitive, but to emphasize, this is one of those messages that I feel a great need to just emphasize. We are not to forsake the assembling together. We're not to forsake this coming together, are we? As a matter of some is. Not supposed to do that. We're supposed to come together, be part of the church, be here. Bible says unity is pleasant. It is pleasant. If you don't believe that, go somewhere where there's no unity. And when you get there, you will be thankful for the unity that you have with your brothers and sisters in Christ right here. What a pleasant thing it is. A proper function body is a healthy body. So if we have a member that's hurt, Bible instructs us to hurt with that member. I wonder how far that applies. It just applies to the ones we like more than others. Should like every one of them, but that may not be the case every time. I believe it probably is here. You reckon it applies to the ones that don't show up anymore? Well, they know where we at. Might be they're hurting. I know we say, well, they haven't told us that they're hurting. I believe it does us good to be observant, to be watchful, to love our brothers and sisters in Christ. Bible says if one has been overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one. We should want to. And we should do all we can to restore them. Sometimes they're hurting. We're to hurt with them. Sometimes we're rejoicing. get to rejoice with them. Brother Austin announced his call to preach. I know he's my nephew and all that's kind of tender and whatnot, but he announced his call to preach. I got to rejoice with him. And I tell you what, there's a lot of other people come, they didn't quite get to rejoice with him like I did because he's part of this body. And that's a wonderful thing. That we get to rejoice together as a church. So, be part of it. Let's assemble together so we can't be part of it, if at all possible. 1 Thessalonians, if you will, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Let's begin reading in verse 1. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then suddenly destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness that the day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are the children of the light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. I love that. That just applies so good here. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech ye, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to leave you the rest of the chapter for homework, because it's good reading, but I want to at least look at those verses, and in particular back up to verse 11. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. What does God have for us presently? He wants us to do it together. Whatever it is, He wants us to do it together. If it's soul winning, we're to do it together as a church. If it's loving someone, we're to do it together as a church. If it's support mission work, we're to do it together as a church. Clear Branch, in a world that promotes singleness with the inventions of technology, and I know I throw technology under the bus all the time. I shouldn't, because I use it awful lot, but we also, with the invention of it, we've got to be sober-minded toward it. When you think about a device that we carry around in our pocket and we look at it, I don't know, some hundreds of times a day, maybe some 50. Maybe you just look at yours two or three times. Or you might leave yours on the counter and don't pick it up till next Thursday. I don't know. But we at least understand it's there. And with it comes all kind of things and social, that's ironic, social networks and things like that. And we're becoming more and more isolated. And I know that sounds crazy. You may disagree with me. So what, it seems like we've got hundreds of friends now. I think we need to look at what a definition of a friend really is. But we're becoming more and more isolated, and it's making us more and more me-conscious. Okay? More and more me conscious. You remember a time whenever somebody tried to take a picture of you and you covered your face? Don't take a picture of me. You can go back and look at Parish Central annuals where I was in high school. And you might find one picture of me during the whole time I was there. Because when I knew it was picture day, I skipped out on that. I don't want to take my picture. I do a lot of other people like that too now. Now, people take hundreds a day. It's making us more and more me conscious. And if you do, look, I'm not throwing stones in any way. Y'all don't. Oh, well, just take it what it's worth. Ain't no use in backtracking on it. We're becoming so me conscious. God desires for us to comfort ourselves together, to edify one another, even as also you do. I want to encourage us to continue, and even more so. Brother Chris stopped by the house a day or two ago and was left. He said, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I understand that because I say the same thing if I go somewhere. I want everybody here to know you are welcome to come to my house anytime you want to. We sit on the porch. We drink coffee. I might be in a hurry sometimes. But if I'm able to, we can sit down and we can talk. If you want me to come to your house, you just let me know. I'll try to set up an appointment to come. I say that jokingly. I'll put forth a best effort to do that. Because we need to make time for one another. God put us together for a reason. And I know we can't all the time. I understand that we are busy people. We are running and times is changing. We don't live in Mayberry anymore. And I understand all those things. But God said, come together. Edify one another. Encourage one another. You think about our, and I know Brother Brandon's here tonight, you think about these preachers that go out. Sometimes it gets lonely out there by yourself. We send them out. They are part of us. Extended arm to the church. If we can visit them where they at, visit them. Encourage them. Brother Austin sent out from the church here. He was a member here last week. Still is a member here, but now he's got a special vocation. He's been sent out. He's a 19-year-old young man sent out. Just because he is called to preach, he still needs to learn. I still need to learn. He still needs to learn. He still needs encouragement from his home church. Brother Allen, the same way. We need to encourage them, the widows of the church, the elderly. They're not able to come like they used to. Stop by and visit with them if you get a chance. Do them some good. Edify them. The fatherless, these that have relocated. I could go on and on tonight. I know we need to come to a close. It is now before Thanksgiving, as people probably got pies in the oven and things like that. But you think about those that have relocated. I think, Brother Mike, I think about Casey and Matt up there, and they're struggling to find a church. Haven't found one yet and been there quite some time. Haven't found one yet. We are their church. And we need to do all we can to lift them up, because this world can. It can chew you up and spit you out, can it? So God brought us together. So it would appear that we will be on this study of the present a lot longer than just 1 week. I don't know how much longer before we get to Clear Branch future. But you pray for me. I need your prayers. As your pastor, I need your prayers. God, I'm just going to hush. God bless and happy Thanksgiving to all of us. We have verse for song.